This video is all about asking a question: who do I need to become in order to have the life I envision? Now, this is something that you can do a number of times throughout the course and a number of times throughout your life, but I wanted to put it here in a video, and I'm going to model it for you and show you and probably come, you know, be vulnerable in front of you guys just to show you how it's done, okay? So you're going to ask yourselves three questions or four questions, and they are going to be on a PDF, and you can work on them at home in your journal. And by the way, you guys don't have to do everything all at once in the first week. These are things we're delivering to you, and you're going to pick the things that you're most drawn to, okay? So these are the questions that you would be asking the cards. What aspect of my becoming needs the most healing? What aspect of my becoming needs the most encouragement? What aspect of my healing needs the most effort? And then what aspect of my past story is the biggest obstacle to my becoming? So before I go into the actual exercise, I want you to think about the word becoming, right? Remember, we talk about your story is always in motion. So who do we want to become? You know, who do you want to emulate? You know, who do you see yourself becoming in the future? And what do you not like about yourself right now? What would you like to change? These are kind of just the things to think about. When I was young, I really wanted to become somebody who was respectable, who was dignified, who was just myself, because I'm totally wackadoodle, as you know. You're never going to see me conservative, but who was truthful, who was really honest and authentic. That was always my thing. Only I had to move so many layers of crap away in order for me to move my fears out of the way so that I could really just be me. So this is something to consider when we're talking about moving past our never-ending stories and moving into this new beginning for ourselves about who do we need to become, right? If we're going to live the life that we want, well, can we do that today? I bet you'd say no. So who do we need to become, right? Okay, so I'm going to do this in front of you. I have no clue what the cards are going to say. And I'm actually a little nervous this morning. I don't know why. Okay, so I'll just show you. So what aspect, I'm going to fan the cards out in front of me. Aspect of my becoming needs the most healing. And I'm going to, okay, it wants to go here. It's like, ooh. Oh. Okay, so my card is Y in protection. And what needs the most healing is my need to be analytically, consistently correct. So I'm a bit of a Poindexter, and many of you may not know this, I'm a science geek. And I'm always looking at, why does this work? Why is this like this? And I've taken all kinds of quantum physics courses and all kinds of things. And I've even gone to the president of Hay House and said, I think I need to get my psychology degree. And he's like, nobody cares if you do that. Because I had a big chip on my shoulder that I'm not enough. Okay, so this is me. So I've revealed me here. So I'm gonna ask you to do it too, okay? So what aspect of your becoming needs the most healing? And it's true. This is so obvious, so true, and it's kind of embarrassing. Okay, my desire to be a smarticle is now out in public for all to see. And it needs to be healed, because I don't need to do that. Okay, what aspect of my becoming needs the most encouragement? That'll be fun. What needs the most encouragement? Da-da-da-da. Now, obviously, if you get a card in protection, it's giving you a little extra nudge. So, oh, wow. I'm so embarrassed. I got orphaned. Okay. I am so coming out of the closet here. Okay. I am so letting you know me. That couldn't be more accurate, because I have honestly felt like I didn't belong anywhere. My whole life, I have never belonged anywhere. I have never felt like I was the right fit anywhere. And so I have this thing inside of me, and it's in there, that says that when I have a tribe, either I have to overdo to belong and give too much to belong, or I feel like it's still never going to be enough. And that is actually true. And I really am aware of that, which is why I can be codependent, because the orphaned card often, the person that has this orphaned as an archetype, can also feel like they have to, like, I guess, give in order to belong, right? So that's that. But there's a really positive aspect of this. With the positive aspect of the orphan is the rebel. So it's this archetypal energy of the orphan then becomes the rebel and becomes that nonconformist that is the most authentic and can belong in a tribe. So that's the part that I need to work. So you see, that's a question that you can ask. So your teacher is coming out, and that's what I want. So I want to model this for you. You're going to come out too. God, I don't know what the next one's going to be. That is crazy. Like, I'm really just like putting it out there. And how else are we going to heal, right? How else are we going to really be who we want to be if we're not willing to see this vulnerably out in the open? Okay. What needs the most effort? In other words, what do I need to work on? Show me this one. Okay. Not to take things personally. Okay, here we go. So the Observer card is here in protection, which is telling me, is reminding me that I really have to work on not taking things personally. I can teach it, but I can't take it sometimes, right? So I do have a bit of a soft skin that when people are rude or they're mean or they come on my Facebook page and say things about me, like I can actually let a troll get to me, okay? But this is also too about being detached. So I actually have to, even in my work, recognize that I'm not responsible. This tells me I can be over responsible for people as well, and I do have to. This is really talking about my codependency. It's like very embarrassing, but I am. What can I tell you? But that's why I'm also good at this. So I have to like back off. So I'm going to ask you the same thing. So you pull a card and find out what you need the most effort to keep you on track for who you need to become. And that's true. I need a thicker skin. Totally. It's totally true. So true. Wow. Okay. Ugh. Okay. Are we having fun? Or are we having fun? I'm having fun. What is the aspect of my past story, the biggest obstacle to my becoming? Let's find out what my big obstacle is. I thought those were obstacles, to be quite honest with you. Got a lot of protection cards there. What's my obstacle? It's the biggest thing from my past that becomes an obstacle. This one wants to come. Ah, resentment. Okay, that's very interesting. So, In recovery, in addiction recovery, they say that resentment is the number one offender. That in fact, that resentment, if you can't forgive, that it festers in you and it actually sets up a whole bunch of issues that come out of that one thing. And I know exactly what this is. My biggest obstacle is self-forgiveness because it's about perfectionism. I do struggle with that. And like I think you've known that, you know, I wrote that book, Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. And then I went off and like had to go back on a program because I just felt too much and didn't use anything that I wrote about in my book and showed you what it's like. So yeah, and I really get mad at myself. And so this is really what I teach you guys about giving yourselves a hall pass. Colette needs to give herself a hall pass more often and take care, because that's also part of it, is the biggest obstacle from the past is for me is the forgiveness is about self-care, that I deserve self-care. So I have just laid myself raw and bare in front of you. Now I am going to ask you to do the same thing. And I know it's like, wow, then I have a lot to think about. And so you're going to write this in your journal. And when you're ready, I want you to come into the classroom and share it. Because I think this is really going to help each other get to know each other really well. This one exercise here, yes, you're going to do daily cards, et cetera, too, but I'll pinpoint on your PDFs the exercises that I really want you to share in the class, especially in the first week. Yeah, pretty amazing. Let this percolate a while for you, too. Like, I'm certainly going to have lots to think about. Some of these things I figured I'd already, you know, overcame, especially the orphaned card, but... yeah, plenty to think about with these cards, right? But isn't it true that if we want to become the best version of ourselves, we can't do it unless we're willing to look at these things? So my invitation to you is do like I do. All right, and I will see you in the next video and on the call. I love you guys.